AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump at a campaign rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, Kamala, let's go. Challenge accepted. Are you ready? Let's compare our record point by point.
Earlier in the day, he was interviewed at the National Association of Black Journalists.
I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much, and she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
It was the same old show. The divisiveness and the disrespect.
Vice President Harris at a campaign appearance in Houston.
We deserve a leader who understands that our differences do not divide us. They are an essential source of our strength.
The man accused of being the main plotter of the 9/11 attacks has agreed to plead guilty.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for al-Qaeda's attack, and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. The head of one group of families of those killed, Terry Strada, reacted to the news, saying that the men were cowards when they planned the attack, and says they're cowards today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vowing to exact a heavy price for any aggression against Israel. Strikes this week have killed Hamas's top political leader in Tehran and a top Hezbollah commander in Beirut. This is AP News. A record-setting performance at the Paris Games for a swimmer from Maryland. Gethin Kolbaugh has the story.
Katie Ledecky romped to the 7th Olympic gold medal of her brilliant career and 12th medal overall with a runaway victory in the 1500-meter freestyle at the Paris Games.
Any gold medal is, it's not easy to win. I'm just trying to appreciate the moment.
Ledecky led right from the start and steadily pulled away, touching in an Olympic record 15 minutes and 30.02 seconds in an event that joined the women's program at the Tokyo Games in 2021. The 27-year-old Ledecky tied fellow Americans Dara Torres, Natalie Coughlin, and Jenny Thompson for the most medals ever by a female swimmer.
I don't feel like I'm close to being finished in the sport yet. I'd love to continue on.
Ledecky already held the mark for most individual medals by a woman. I'm Gethin Kulba.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.